report for the supervised meeting for February 6, 2018. Does anybody know what day this is?
Tuesday.
Ronald Reagan's birthday. Any changes to the tentative agreement or agenda?
I have none.
Meet the department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
I just have, Union Township is looking for a new clerk. And township clerks are paid by meeting. There's a lot of them. This township, they actually appoint their positions. There's lots of townships that elect their positions. They're kind of half and half. But anyway, their current Union Township clerk is, he wants to retire. And so they are looking for someone that with organizational skills and available during the day. And so put the word out there, if anybody lives in Union Township and is interested in being a township clerk, they're looking for one.
Mike Johnson, Sheriff.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to remind everybody that we're having our fair share again of the IRS scam and the Publishers Clearinghouse scam. And again, we've had some people that are totally convinced that they're going to win a new Mercedes and $5 million. If you send them $1,000 for taxes to be paid prior to the delivery of the Mercedes. And this is a scam that goes around and around. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people that fall into this thing. And I know recently I had to go out and speak personally to an individual to convince her that she was not going to receive those items from Publishers Clearinghouse. So again, encourage everybody to understand that that's not the way those people do business. IRS is not going to call you. Publishers Clearinghouse is not going to call you and solicit you for money. The other one again is the family member that's in trouble, that needs bond money or needs some type of money because they've been arrested in a faraway location across the country somewhere. Be very wary of those. Those are scams. Stay away from them. And if you are a victim, or if you think you've been solicited, by all means, let us know. But stay away from those things. Do not send money to anybody. Wire or check or debit or any way that they ask. It's not the way to do business.
Thank you. Rodney, how's maintenance doing?
Just busy clearing the snow. Other than that, we're doing okay. Thank you.
Did a good job on our walk this morning back there. Thank you.
Lisa
Schreiner, how's the recording office?
We're doing good. Keep busy. Last month we did 30 passports and 35 photos. So Shonda, besides that and digitizing records, she's been very busy. But we're doing good.
Good. Janelle, how's the treasury department?
Good morning. Busy. I really don't have anything new to report, but we do have an agenda item.
Okay. Brian, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I'd echo, I guess, what Rodney said. It's snowing again, so guys are out plowing snow till 6 or 7 last night on the pavements and back at it first thing this morning at 5. Motor graders went out this morning early and be working full day today into the evening. And I don't know, it's kind of, when you see all these wrecks on the news and stuff, maybe it's people forgot it was still winter. I'm not sure, but we had such a mild couple weeks there that I guess maybe it's easy to forget. But we're still there, and they're talking more snow tonight and then a couple different snows this weekend. So I guess if you're out, be careful, especially if the wind starts blowing. You might want to think about staying home, because when you get that much snow sitting on the ground, the wind starts blowing, it'll just stuff solid. So, but we're ready for it. We'll deal with it.
Thank you. Chris, conservation.
Good morning. Nothing all that new. We're wrapping up renovations at the Nature Center. All the new flooring is in. The walls are done. The lights are being installed now. So that'll, once those are done, some minor trim work, that'll pretty much finish the actual room renovations. And then here towards the end of this month, 1st of March, we're going to be sending off our new displays for production, getting those made, and we'll have those hung here before field trip season starts in April.
And you're all filled up for Memorial Day coming up?
Yeah, Memorial Day, our reserve sites are all booked up. The weekend before, we're probably about half. I think Labor Day is about half full already. So getting kind of a steady flow of campground reservations coming in. And then still working behind the scenes on the Thorn River Trail stuff, getting the contracts finalized. We've got a pre-construction meeting for the end sections scheduled for later this month. And we're just trying to get the paperwork done with the contractor for the middle section right now.
Thank you. Angie, you're hiding back there. How's safety?
Good morning. We're doing good. Just want to mirror everyone's thoughts, not only just driving. Please be careful out there walking around. It is still slick, even though Rodney does a fantastic job and his crew. There's still going to be slick spots, so everyone just be careful.
Amy, County Attorney.
Good morning. We're busy as always. Do you want to report that last Thursday was the auction for the task force of the house that we forfeited for the task force? It went very well. It was sold for $17,000. So we were very happy with that, and the person that bought it told me that she looks forward to fixing it up and making it better for the neighborhood, which is our goal, is to improve the neighborhood. So very happy about that.
Good. Jeff, you got anything to add to the sheriff?
You covered it. Thank you.
Thank you. Doug, how's the jail doing?
Good morning. Everything's doing good. Got some agenda items that we're plugging away at. Both going to help. Other than that, population's holding right around the low 70s. I think it's 71 this morning. So that's real good. Real good news.
That's good. Yeah. That's down about 30, 35 from what it had been. So.
Yeah, about 45.
Yeah. Did I miss anybody?
Ken.
Good morning, Jim.
The CDS.
Yes. I'd just like to say that the Department of Human Services had that complex service needs work group report came out December 15th. And they're looking at, the legislature's looking at adding core service, some more core services to what regions must fund. So we're just kind of waiting to see what the legislature does with that and whether there's going to be funding attached to it is the big question for sustainability for those programs.
Wow. Then I see in the paper this morning where Representative Heaton is going to retire.
Yes.
He's not going to be a head man anymore.
I saw that too. There was one other mentioned in that article. Was it Kearns? Or?
Yeah, Kearns isn't. He's quick.
Yeah, he's this is his last term too. So I missed him.
Interesting article you sent out about the additional facilities around the state. Any more? Yeah.
So there's been several things. I mean, part of this work group is to try and add more mental health services and something like our crisis homes, but every so many miles having those kinds of services available. So we'll see. The legislature's got to decide what to do with the report and what they're going to tell us to do and how they're going to fund it. So.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep. We definitely need more mental health services in Iowa. No doubt about it. It's just a matter of there's limited funding right now with county property tax dollars and then Medicaid, and the state budget is very tight this year. So. I don't know where the money's going to come from.
Well, they don't play the lottery, so we're not going to win the lottery. Seeing no correspondence, do you have any, Robert, or no?
I do not.
We'll move on to public input, station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Rise, state your name, address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims for $745,017.14. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $1,113.83.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have the annual approval of tax suspension pursuant to the code 427.9. This is through the Department of Human Services, so.
It's a suspension. The tax will be paid when the individual can either pay it or their property transfers ownership. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. We have a contract here through the jail, inmate telephone service, Prodigy, is that?
Yeah, Prodigy. We're switching from Lattice, who we went with. Their company is going downhill, and they haven't been paying out on their commission rates.
That's creating a hole in our revenues.
It's a huge hole.
Yeah.
However, I plugged that hole with Prodigy. And we do make 50% commission off of every telephone call. But the good thing is, the first $15,000, we're going to make 100%. So that money is going to recoup, well, twice as fast. $15,000 we should hit within, I'm hoping within 4 months. So it's going to plug that gap a little bit.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And I realize you just approved that, but Amy's office was reviewed that and didn't see any holes in it.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Just so you know.
Thanks for the plug there. Yeah.
Full shout out.
We have an annual fireworks permit for J&M Display Incorporation. And check this over, the federal permit and everything's in there. And they've got their shooters license, they're in here. The federal permit, if I remember right, doesn't expire until the 19th. Hazard material training for Jim. So what's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have an assignment of sales tax certificate I promised the city of Burlington, there's three of them in here.
I'll bet Charlie wants to address that.
Can we stay here, or do you want us to come up?
You stay there, we got good speakers in here.
You can stand up if you would, so people can.
Okay.
Hear you.
So these are, yeah, three empty lots, there used to be a house on each of these lots, they were demolished as nuisance dilapidated houses, and now there's charges in the thousands of dollars on these empty lots. Nobody's likely gonna buy these lots, who's gonna buy an empty lot for $5,000? We do think we can get these lots either redeveloped or into the hands of neighbors that will mow these lots. Right now, we take care of these empty lots, we mow them, we rack up special assessments with our mowing charges. Not only is the city spending money, but we're making it more unlikely that anyone will purchase these lots with the mowing charges we keep adding on. So for each of these three lots, we have a redevelopment plan identified, and just a heads up, we want to start looking at these empty lots in the future and requesting more of these. We've been looking at our budget for maintaining these, and we're spending thousands of dollars every summer mowing these empty lots, and we figure if we can take them and get them into the hands of somebody who's going to pay property taxes and take care of them, it's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Would you introduce yourself and your position with the city for the record?
Sure. I guess I skipped a step there. I'm Charlie Nichols. I'm the planning director for the city of Burlington. Larry Kasten is with me.
I'm the chief code inspector for the city of Burlington.
Thank you.
The taxes on these, what's going to amount to the county is only, I took the liberty of saying, we're never going to get all the penalties or anything, so just the actual taxes on the three properties is just going to amount to $2,482 for that.
Correct. Most of what's against these properties is the city. It's special assessments.
Yeah.
We've been going over, I do all of the 657A processes for the city, which is abandoned and unsafe buildings. The issue, and we started doing that a lot more aggressively once I started working for the city. In the past, we demoed houses or abandoned buildings as a nuisance, which we found out doesn't work. I can't do a 657A process on an empty lot. Has to have a building. Now they have included, in the last couple of years, they've included commercial and industrial buildings into that. So we were able to, that's how we were able to get a hold of Apollo. But empty lots are still not there. So we plan on seeing you guys a lot more. Our goal is to, like Charlie said, get these, even if we get them in the hands of a neighbor. The city's not mowing it, and the taxes aren't delinquent. That's just a win for everybody. It'll cost us a little money up front, but it won't down the road.
Motion to make that assignment.
Second.
Third. Tom Roder?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Thank you. Good luck.
Done. You guys are the ones running them off.
Okay, personnel actions. Five of them in here, and they're all from the correctional center. So if I just read them all off, can we make them all at once then? First one is for Joe Dahl, Correctional Center, 18-month step increase from 37,526.55 to $38,356.72. The second one is for Alexa Stevens. This is promoted to full-time, new rate, $35,681.46.
Just to clarify on that one's to replace a retirement that happened at the end of December.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Then we got Alexis Abney. Is that right, Abney?
Yeah.
New hire, part-time, $12.10 an hour. And we have Nathan Crooks, new hire, part-time, $12.10 an hour. And we have Michael Hayes, new hire, part-time, $12.10 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have reports from the Due Buyer Trust. Should we let Bob make a speech on that?
If we get it down to once a year, I think they pay us in March.
Yep.
So we can let him make his speech.
You have anything to say, Robert?
Should say a little something for Dewey.
Okay. And Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission annual report, recorder's report of fees collected, the auditor's report of fees collected, and Veterans Affairs report for January of 2018. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office. And for your viewing, it's your time. People, I'm slow this morning. Must be the weather. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on January the 30th, 2018.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
Yeah, we've got a canvas result for the North Bottom.
Yep, right down here. I looked right by that, didn't I? Same columns here. Canvas results for the North Bottom Levy and Drainage District. This is to the Des Moines County Auditor's Office. Enclosed, please find the balance for the Burlington North Bond Levy and Drainage District election, which was held on January 31st, 2018. Roger Lender was elected for a three-year term commencing January 31st, 2018. I'm sending the original five ballots for Kansas.
Looks like a landslide.
Yep.
5-0. Roger Lender.
I believe you.
So, move to approve Roger Lender. Move to approve the election results.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now, is there any other business?
I have none.
Robert?
Are you, you want to be going to Southeast Iowa Day? I think I will make that trip. There's DOT, I think the head of the DOT is going to be commissioner, or the director is going to be there. And they stab at him for 61. And their reception generally. I don't think they have the governor scheduled yet, but they do have the lieutenant governor. And we would like to get a local citizen on the board up there, because they're, who they're going to take, but if they do, there's, we have one in mind.
Good. Good idea.
Dan going to?
Huh?
Dan going with it?
Dan talked about going.
Yeah.
Don't know who's all be there.
You guys did a good job on that committee. I know that. It's tough.
I have a lot of good help. Mr. Carter. About roads, dude, forgot more about roads than I'll ever know. I hate to say that, but you hear me.
Committee reports.
I attended a meeting of the crisis intervention team, crisis intervention training, and we're still looking at having enough local instructors begin our own training for this this region late fall. They have 13 people that will be instructors now, and they'd like to get 3 to 5 more. And for just a review, the vision is that local law enforcement or law enforcement throughout the 8-county region will have a training, will have a number of officers trained in dealing with mental health issues and individuals with mental health, so that when an officer comes on a situation where he runs into an individual with a mental health issue or a disability issue, that they will have somebody they can call, and they can send out a crisis intervention team that would be a law enforcement officer and possibly a provider to deal with that individual, and the original officer can go about his business. Shown a lot of promise in the counties and the areas where it's been tried. It's reduced significantly the number of, the way they call them, hands-on arrests, where you actually have to, would that be fair, Kevin? That's what they refer to at the training, is something that requires some sort of physical restraint.
Unfortunately, sometimes that does happen.
Yeah, I'm confident it does. But anyway, so we're still on schedule. We'd hope, we've been sending the trainees. I know there's one in the sheriff's office, and there's a couple, three in the Berlin Police Department. They've sent, some of them gone to Johnson County. I went to Johnson County. Some of them gone to St. Louis. Some of them gone to San Antonio. San Antonio is sort of the home, the holy grail of this program, but it's something we're gonna try that we think will be good. And last Friday, I went out to the jail and met with Doug and the Deb, the jail reversion person. A lot of people come up to me and they think that half the people in the jail are wearing tinfoil hats, you know, that are severely, you know, impaired. Anyway, Deb had done, she said about the day she made the count, when she had 73, with the jail count of 73, and she said 32 of them, or 44%, had some indication of a mental health or disability issue. You fill out a questionnaire when you go to the jail, and it'll ask you questions, some of them dealing with mental health. Have you ever been treated for a mental health issue? Have you ever attempted suicide? Anyway, there's a series of questions. And if you answer yes to at least one of those questions, then you would be among that 32, or if you refuse to answer the questions. She said there were, out of that 32, probably half of them, you know, would be in jail for an offense related to that disability or that mental illness. And of those, you know, that would be 16. Of that 16, 15% or 11 people would be a moderate, you know, or sort of mid-level. Those would be people, some of them would be low-functioning, some of them would be aggressive, some of them would be sex offenders. And I asked her if all sex offenders had mental health issues, and she said, not necessarily. So, and then there would be three people that would have been, had severe mental health problems. So that would leave two people that, you know, would have minor mental health problems. So so that you've really actually got about 22% of the people out there who have a mental health issue who that's contributed to their offense. So I found that very interesting. And I asked her, she does several jails, and she says Des Moines County does a very good job. She says they've got good correctional officers, good policies and procedures. So she, anyway, that's.
It'd be nice to know what percent of them would not be in the jail had they not closed down these mental health institutions around the state. That's where the problem lies.
Well, and it's
Duncan. Yeah, it's tough to say. If you look at our jail list, there probably is only a very small amount, like maybe two, that would qualify to be housed there. One we have housed in Oakdale right now that would be a candidate for there, and maybe another one within the jail. It's hard to tell though on if they would have been there and then they do a crime that's lower now, if they would have been there to begin with or not. I don't know how you put a figure on that.
Anyway, well, thank you for your taking the time to meet with me.
Yeah, anytime.
Moving on to public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for an adjournment.
Aye.
We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're going to come back. We've got a work session, board supervisor, sheriff, and Midwest Construction Consultants.